This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaches Dubai en route to 3rd United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries in Turkmenistan. Nepal Netrojyoti Sangh signs MOU with UK-based Nepali doctors for eye health partnership. Rain brings relief to drought-hit Madhya province, rivers on alert as water levels rise. And over 60 migrants drown after boat capsizes off Yemen's coast. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has arrived in Dubai for a brief stopover on his way to Turkmenistan, where he will attend the 3rd United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries. The high-level conference is scheduled to be held in city of Awaza from August 5th to 8th. Prime Minister Oli is participating at the official invitation of the President of Turkmenistan and the Secretary-General of the United Nations. The Prime Minister landed at Dubai International Airport at around 3 a.m. local time. He was received by Nepal's ambassador to the UAE, Tej Bahadur Chhetri, along with other diplomatic officials. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli departed from Kathmandu late last night at 11:55 p.m. The Prime Minister is scheduled to return home on Friday night. In his absence, President Ramchandra Podil has assigned Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh to handle the Prime Minister's daily administrative responsibilities. According to a statement from the Office of the President, the appointment was made on the recommendation of the Prime Minister and in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. Meanwhile, within the ruling CPN-UML party, Chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has delegated his party responsibilities to Senior Vice Chair Ishwar Pokharel. Pokharel will serve as the acting chair of the UML during Oli's absence. The party's publicity department chief, Rajendra Gautam, informed that the assignment was made under Article 21(2) of the UML statute. Tragedy struck this morning along the Jayaram Haleshi Road section of the Mid-Hill Highway, where a microbus carrying 16 pilgrims met with an accident near Kadua. The microbus, which was returning to Siraha after a pilgrimage to Haleshi in Khotang district, veered off the road and fell approximately 200 meters down the hillside. The incident occurred at around 9 a.m. today. A person has been confirmed dead, while 14 others sustained injuries. According to the spokesperson of Haleshi Tuachung Municipality, Kamal Giri, the injured were immediately transported to Ghurmi by ambulance. Of the 14 injured, 6 were later referred to the National Trauma Center in Kathmandu due to the severity of their condition. The remaining 8 are currently receiving treatment at Janasheva Polyclinic in Ghurmi. Eyewitnesses at the scene confirmed the bus plunged off the roadside, but the cause of the accident is still under investigation. Further details, including the identity of the deceased and the injured, are yet to be released. Authorities are continuing rescue and relief efforts. The Nepal Netrojyoti Sangh, NNJS, and the Nepali Doctors Association UK have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for collaboration in the field of eye care. The agreement was formalized yesterday during a special event held to mark the 40th anniversary of the Nepali Doctors Association UK. According to a statement issued by NNJS, the MOU was signed by Central Member Professor Dr. Sabina Shrestha on behalf of NNJS, while President Sanjeev Nepali represented the Doctors' Association. Professor Dr. Shrestha stated that the partnership aims to develop and expand accessible eye care services across Nepal. As part of the collaboration, the association will also help coordinate the supply of essential medical equipment and medicines needed for eye treatment. Established in 1978, the Nepal Netrojyoti Sangh is one of Nepal's leading non-governmental organizations dedicated to providing quality and affordable eye care services throughout the country. The meeting of the House of Representatives under the Federal Parliament is ongoing at the Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar. During today's meeting, the Secretary-General of the Federal Parliament is scheduled to present a message received from the President regarding the Constitutional Council, Functions, Duties, Powers and Procedures, First Amendment Bill 2079 BS. Likewise, Hrishikesh Pokharel, chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, is slated to propose the endorsement of the recommendations outlined in the 32nd Annual Report of the Public Accounts Committee 2082 BS, in line with the subsection 2 of the section 41 of the Financial Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility Act 2076 BS. The agenda may also include a proposal from Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury to table the National Sports Development First Amendment Bill 2082 BS for consideration. In addition, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari is expected to present a proposal for the ratification of the World Trade Organization's Agreement on Fisheries Subsidies. To the much-needed relief of farmers in drought-hit Madhya province, rainfall over the past few days has brought new hope. Farmers in various parts of the region have begun cultivating land and transplanting paddy seedlings after a long dry spell. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, while eastern Nepal received substantial rainfall, the Tarai region saw light to moderate showers. The eastern Tarai, however, received enough rainfall to resume paddy plantation activities. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan from the Meteorological Forecasting Division stated that the rainfall was triggered by a monsoon low-pressure belt shifting northwards towards Nepal. In other news, water levels in major rivers have surged following the rain. The Saptakoshi River recorded a flow of 191,210 cusecs on Sunday evening. As a precaution, 16 out of 56 sluice gates at the Koshi Barrage were opened. By this morning, the flow slightly receded to 175,685 cusecs, but 23 gates remain open. Authorities have issued a red alert as flows exceeded the 150,000 cusecs danger mark. Meanwhile, in the far west Kanchanpur district, rising levels of the Mahakali River have led to restrictions. All four-wheeler traffic has been barred from crossing the Sarada Barrage. Deputy Superintendent of Police Sagar Bohra reported the river's flow at 109,980 cusecs as of 8 a.m. today. Authorities are urging the public to remain alert and follow safety directives as rain continues in many areas. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 68 migrants have died after a boat carrying mostly Ethiopians sank off the coast of Yemen. The United Nations Migration Agency says only 12 survivors have been rescued from the vessel, which was carrying around 157 people. Dozens are still missing and their fate remains uncertain. Despite years of war, Yemen continues to be a major transit point for migrants, mainly from Ethiopia, who risk the dangerous journey in hopes of reaching Gulf countries for better opportunities. More than 60,000 migrants have arrived in Yemen this year alone. Over the past decade, the International Organization for Migration has recorded over 3,400 deaths and disappearances along this migration route, 1,400 of them due to drowning. Authorities say the boat went off Apian province in southern Yemen. Rescue operations are ongoing. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of all the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low-pressure trough is located north of its average position, closer to the Tarai region of Nepal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaches Dubai en route to 3rd United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries in Turkmenistan. Nepal Netrajyoti Sangh signs MOU with UK-based Nepali doctors for eye health partnership. Rain brings relief to drought-hit Madhya Province, rivers on alert as water levels rise. And over 60 migrants drown after boat capsizes off Yemen's coast. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.